321. In recent weeks, we've reported on the mandated budget cuts at some of Florida's top universities, particularly at USF and USF St. Pete. Last week, USF President Judy Genshaf said there would be 450 positions cut at the university, but only 70 people or so would actually lose their jobs because those other positions had not been filled. Bill McClellan is the president of Local 3342 AFSCME. He told WMNF that much of his rank and file are working under the fear that they, too, may not have much job security at USF.
Well, it's certainly something that employees here are talking a lot about. They're very fearful, but they're also very angry at what's happening as well. There's about 1,600 positions out here that the university claims are administrators, and we don't hear of any of those positions having to suffer the kind of losses that our positions are suffering in these layoffs.
Now, Bill, let's talk about a recent letter that you sent out that mentioned the case of several USF employees who recently have been let go. And in one case, I know you wrote about, had already exhausted their unemployment benefits. And you say that this would not have occurred if USF had honored their placement based upon retention points. Please explain that to me.
The rules state that employees who are laid off, all positions in that classification are put on a retention point list. And the person with the least amount of retention points will be removed before somebody with higher retention points. This particular employee had 18 years of excellent service and was very high on the retention point list, but she was laid off while others who had much less retention points remained employed here. If she was laid off according to retention points, she would be placed in a position. There may have been a vacancy in that classification or a position being held by a temporary employee. That's something that she should have been placed in. What the university is doing is circumventing that process by saying that the layoff unit, a term they use, they're changing the scope of that unit. The organizational level of the layoff unit in the past has been campus-wide. So if a clerk was laid off in physical plant, for example, and a vacancy existed in the College of Education, that clerk could go to that position. But now they're defining layoff unit as small as the department, so you can only find other positions in a department, and some of those are so small there's no alternative positions available to be placed, and the employee is terminated.
You say another employee was reassigned in lieu of a layoff but was forced to take a 30% pay cut.
Yes.
And say this would not have occurred had USF honored his placement based upon equivalent employment.
Yes.
And what is that?
Well, if an employee is laid off in a class and that employee can be reassigned to another position in the same class, the question is how much pay do you offer that employee? The union contract uses the word equivalent employment. Equivalent employment in our position is equal pay. So that employee should have been placed in that position, but should have not lost 30% of their salary.
Have you filed grievances in these cases?
Both of those cases, yes.